Hello, this is Rabbi Mordechai Fleischer of the Denver Community Kollel, bringing you this week's thought on the Parsha. This week's Parsha, Parsha's Ekev, features a fascinating, unique mitzvah, and that is the mitzvah to fear Hashem. Moshe tells the Jewish people, and now what does Hashem desire from you? Only that you fear Him. Ki im liras Hashem alekecha, that you fear Hashem. And the implication of the verse is only that you fear Hashem, like it's no big deal. And the Talmud, the Gemara in Brachos, asks the obvious question, is it a small feat to fully have fear and awe of Hashem? And the Talmud answers, yes, for Moshe, it's a small feat, it's not a big deal. And the obvious question on this very strange passage of Talmud is, that for Moshe. But Moshe didn't really think that the rest of the Jewish people are at his level. True, Moshe was very humble, but Moshe also recognized his level of greatness and piety. Even if he was still very humble, he wouldn't fool himself and say that everyone else is just like me and at my level, and therefore can have that same level of fear of Hashem. And so, what exactly is Moshe telling the Jewish people? All Hashem wants is for you to fear Him. No biggie. I could do it. You could do it too. Moshe is a very great person, the greatest prophet who ever lived. And to expect that from everyone else is perhaps a valid, if tall, order. But just to say it's no big deal, if I did it, you can also do it, and it's not a big deal, that does not seem to be a fair statement. So how do we understand this passage? And again, there's a lot of discussion about how to understand this passage in the Talmud, as you can imagine. But one thought that I think we can learn a lesson from is from the approach of the Gaon of Vilna. The Gaon of Vilna says that the idea that Moshe is putting forth is that when a person would be close to Moshe, when if you will come close to him and you will create a relationship with him and you will seek to learn from Moshe, then that fear of Hashem will rub off on you as well. It will, so to speak, spill over. Moshe is like a vessel filled with greatness. And if you are close to Moshe and you create a relationship with him and you seek to attach yourself to him, then that fear of Hashem will spill over onto you as well. And this really is expressed in a verse later in the parsha where Moshe tells the Jewish people of another mitzvah, and that is that we have to attach ourselves to Hashem. And the Talmud says, how does one attach himself to Hashem? How does one attach oneself to an invisible God, an invisible incorporeal being? How is that possible? And the Talmud says, by attaching oneself to Torah scholars. And over here, Torah scholar does not just mean one who has Torah knowledge, but one who lives the Torah that he has learned and imbibed and made a part of himself. By attaching oneself to that Torah scholar who has achieved greatness through his Torah study, that is how one attaches oneself to Hashem. And that is the idea over here that Moshe is expressing, that when one makes it his business to hang out, so to speak, with the right people, so then they will rub off on him. Their attitude will rub off on him. He will be part of that environment. That way of life will become his way of life. And so we have choices in life. When one lives in a community, you have all sorts of different people whom you can, what we call in English, hang out with them. You can hang out with people who are perhaps not of the greatest spiritual content and levels, and you can sit around schmoozing about stocks and sports and other things that are not of great spiritual value, or you can hang around with the Torah scholars, with those people who are focused on Torah study, on improving themselves, and that will then become your important focus in life, and their lifestyle and their focus will rub off on you. And if everyone is doing it, then everyone will rub off on everyone, and that becomes part of the culture, part of the lifestyle. And indeed, then it's not so hard to fear and have awe of Hashem, because everyone around you is doing it as well, and it spills over, and if you get caught up in it, you become part of that movement and that approach and that lifestyle as well. And so the mitzvah of fearing Hashem is not just to fear Hashem, but by extension, Moshe is telling the Jewish people the way to achieve this fear of Hashem is to surround yourself with the right people, to put yourself in that environment and in that group of people and community where there is a focus on growth, on personal growth, on Torah study, on fear of Hashem, and then by extension, you too will imbibe that fear of Hashem as well. Put yourself in a group of people who are less than enamored with serving Hashem and fearing Hashem, who are more focused on other things in life, then your focus will move away from fearing Hashem. Then indeed, you will have a hard time. I hope you enjoy this message, and I wish you a wonderful Shabbos.